Brunt finds Berahino, left hand side of the 6 yard area, in comes his cross, it's headed away, oh, going in, it's gone in off Cambiasso. Wes Morgan's header into Cambiasso and into the net, and Albion take the lead. Berahino's cross from the left, Wes Morgan headed it against his own player Cambiasso, and the ball rebounded past Schmeichel into the Leicester net. The Albion travelling fans are boinging away on the far side. That could be a big goal in West Bromwich Albion's season. Leicester 0, Albion 1.
The goal was fortunate, Alan. Did you feel you'd earned that luck in a way?
I thought we did, because around that time we'd got into to good areas. We'd had a number of shots. We'd tested their goalkeeper on quite a few occasions. It was a bit of good fortune, but the play in order to get there was good. And obviously I'll take as many of them as we can have this season.
And a mature performance by Saido Berahino, I thought, up front, given that he was essentially on his own. I thought he led the line very well.
Yeah, with the way that Nigel set his team out with him playing with that diamond, it sometimes meant that Cess was a bit further away from Saido than we would have liked him to have been. Normally the two of them play together very well. And as the game went on, and they played a lot of balls that tested us in behind our defence, then we got a little bit detached from Saido. But he showed great quality a number of times. He worked tirelessly in order to get into good positions. He had to cope with two very physical, strong defenders, and he did all of those things very well.
And Vasilevsky looked a bit too over-physical at times. Saido thought he got an elbow in the face in the second half.
Yeah, I've got to say that I think he got a knock in the face, but I didn't think it was anything particularly malicious or certainly not intentional, so I didn't see a problem with that.
Pocagnoli, you lost with injury towards the end?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what it was. I don't think it was anything major. Maybe I think it was while he was kind of throwing himself in front of something and perhaps just cramped up a little bit towards the end, but I don't think there's anything major there. I certainly haven't been alerted to that by our medical team as yet.
And Brown Adey close but just not selected today?
Yeah, not selected for tactical reasons. You know, I mean, when you have a look at the options that Leicester have got, we knew that we may well need some height on the bench, some physical presence on the bench, and obviously our two striking options both gave us that if we needed it, you know, being Sammy and Victor. So, you know, I take a long time discussing the team with the staff, discussing the substitutes with the staff, and you know, you've got to try and make sure that your bench will cover all the problems that you feel that you'll encounter, and I felt as if we needed more physical players on there.